Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a man who came to know Jesus as a 12-year-old, but spent 40 years in the wilderness running from God, find his way back to the Lord? This is the story of Coach Darren Hernandez, one of redemption through Christ Jesus and the unstoppable love of God. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, well, dear friend, is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who knows you and loves you. Oh, he loves you so much. So much that he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Darren Hernandez, is here, right now, with you, reaching out to you, touching you. Will you open your heart to Jesus? If you haven't received him as your Savior and Lord, would you do that? I think this is a perfect time. And if you already know the Lord, well, I believe the Lord will minister to you through this time as you listen to Coach Darren. Darren Hernandez became head football coach at Kapolei High School in 2000, where he still coaches and teaches as a sports broadcaster for Spectrum OC16 TV, Coach Hernandez also graduated from Campbell High School, played football in California before joining the University of Hawaii Rainbow Warriors in 1986 and 1987. He earned his teaching degree from Southern Connecticut State University. He's married to Dr. Brenda Hernandez, a cancer research scientist at the University of Hawaii. They have two children, Zach and Zoe. Coach Hernandez, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me. I am blessed to be here.
Coach, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Palolo, way back in Palolo housing, actually, up until the age of 7 or 8. And then my parents, Paul and Rosita, moved to Eva Beach. And so from about the age of 8 on, I grew up in Eva Beach.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, you know, when I grew up, there was a big age gap between my siblings and myself. My sister was 15 years older than me, and then my two brothers were 10 and 8 years older. So as a child, really, I kind of ran wild, and I had a lot of fun climbing trees, obviously. This is before any type of cell phones. You watch kids nowadays. I don't know if kids even climb trees anymore, but I was pretty good at climbing trees. And as a kid, I was a free spirit, and I looked up to my mom and dad. You know, my dad, he's still alive. He's 94, Paul Hernandez. He is a World War II veteran. And he's a humble man of God, and I always looked up to him. And my mom, Rosita, who also has the peace of God in her heart, and they both influenced me a lot as a young kid.
In what way?
Well, for my dad, you know, he always used to tell me this quote. It's not a biblical quote, but he lived it. And he said, everything you do is a photograph. Autograph it with excellence. Mm. And what he meant by that is that whenever people see you, that's a snapshot of who you are. And, you know, if you kick your dog and someone walks by and sees that, that's going to be their impression of you. You know, my mom would always sing church songs, church hymns, while she was cooking dinner, for example. She also was fluent in Spanish. And my mom is also still alive, Rosita. She, I grew up listening to church songs sung in Spanish, which was really cool because I'm Puerto Rican. And so we grew up, you know, just the example that they set of being humble and being thankful, even though we didn't have much and we grew up with not a lot, we were always very happy as a family.
12 years old, an introduction to Christ, as, and then 40 years later, I mean, this is a gap, but share with us a bit about your spiritual journey, Coach.
Well, at 12 years old, so I was a kid who was very much into football, and I was very much into comic books.
How old were you when you started football?
I started football at 8 years old, and I started playing football for the Ever Beach Hurricanes, which was a Pop Warner team way back when, at 8 years old. And so I just fell in love with the game, with the sport. But I was also a big comic book fan and collected a lot of, you know, the superhero comic books. But there was one particular comic that had an enormous impact on my life. It came out in the early 70s, and it was called Tom Landry and the Dallas Cowboys. I still have a copy of that exact same comic book. And that comic book, Tom Landry talks about his faith, and he talks about his journey. And at the end of the comic book, there is a portion where there's the sinner's prayer. And after I read that comic, I got down on my knees and I accepted Jesus through this comic book when I was 12 years old. So, I mean, that's not your typical story, but that's what happened with me.
Suzanne, you look like you're
in
awe.
I'm loving this because I know of Tom Landry and that a comic book.
Yes, and I still have it. In fact, later I'll show you. I have a PDF of it. I can even text it to you. And I read it from time to time because the message is just amazing, and it doesn't change with time. Mm-hmm.
Share a snapshot of who Tom Landry is.
Tom Landry was a...
He
has passed away, but he was a great football player in his own right for the New York Giants. He was an all-star, all-pro defensive back. Then he got into coaching. One of the great things that people don't realize is he was the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants when they won the world championship in the 50s. And the offensive coordinator was Vince Lombardi. And so they had this kind of a love-hate relationship because Tom was the clean-cut Christian, you know, don't smoke or swear or spit, and Lombardi was kind of the opposite. But anyway,
Danny, you're too young for this, but I know this very well.
Yeah, and so then Tom Landry became the head coach at for the Dallas Cowboys, but his story was one of just a feeling of a spirit of emptiness, that no matter what he accomplished in his life, he always was left with fleeting a feeling of happiness that would last for a little while and then it would die down. And it was only until he accepted Jesus that his life was filled with joy at all times. And it resonated with me a lot.
Get us caught up, Coach. You mentioned 40 years. So what happened in between? What's the wilderness like? And how did the unstoppable love of God bring you back?
Well, I can tell you that right about the time that I got saved and I was just on fire for Jesus, that's about the same time I started to notice girls.
Oops.
And that is where suddenly the teenager in me and the world started to take, you know, a front row seat in everything that I did. Suddenly, football was my idol. Popularity, girls, whatever it was, whatever kids do to be popular, I partaked in it. I was always at every party and totally living apart from God and just running and running and running. I could feel God and his presence in my life. I knew that when I was in trouble, I would get on my knees and pray to him. But, you know, God has blessed me so much. And for most of my 40 years in the wilderness, I had so many blessings come my way. I have a beautiful wife, two wonderful children. My parents are still alive. Just blessings upon blessings. When I was a sophomore, actually a junior at the University of Hawaii, we had to write out a goal sheet. And my goal was to be a high school football coach. And so all these blessings, the broadcasting gig, everything kept coming my way. And there was a spirit of pride in me, of ingratitude. This 40 years, my head swelled. I pumped up my chest. I was like, I must be pretty awesome. All these great things are happening to me. And I never acknowledged God. I never worked on my relationship with Jesus. I just kept continuing to think it was all myself. You know, I think about 1 John, and he talks about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is of this world. And boy, I was totally of the world, in the world. And I was not grateful or thankful for the many blessings. I'll give you a quick example. When I was at Campbell, we had great success. We went to the OIA championship twice. We won a lot of games. But I was still left with some emptiness after a great season. I wanted more. I was so focused on winning. That was my God. That was my idol, winning football games. And, you know, but at the end of the year, at the end of the season, only one team is happy, the team that wins the championship. You can go undefeated and lose in the championship game and have a sense of emptiness. What did I accomplish? And little by little, God kept tugging at my heart, telling me, it's not about you. It's about the kids. It's about using football to teach kids how to be good future husbands, leaders, sons. I mean, that is what kept happening. And God spoke to me through my daughter. She was 8 years old. We were sitting around the dinner table. We were just living real busy lives. There's sports activities. We'd read them Bible stories and stuff, but, you know, we didn't go to church or anything until one day my daughter at 8 said, "Daddy, why don't we go to church?" And it was like a lightning bolt shot right from heaven to me. And I started to question, what kind of a dad am I? What kind of an example am I setting, not only as a father, but as a coach, as a teacher? What are my values? What do I value? Is it just about me? So we started to go to church. So we went to Calvary Chapel. Bill Stonebreaker, who was an early mentor of mine.
We're talking about perspective, a perspective shift. He calls it a lightning bolt from heaven sent through the words of his 8-year-old daughter, Zoe. And it's changed. Now today, as you're listening to Coach Darren Hernandez, head football coach of Kapolei High School, broadcaster on Spectrum OC 16 television, a man of great gifting, of course, fame even, influence indeed, but a perspective change. I ask you today, as we go to break, is this a time of a perspective change for you? Is the Lord reminding you? It might feel like a lightning bolt just now. Or maybe not, maybe a little bit more subtle. But the Lord is not, it's like a gnawing sense that you feel. Because with all that you've accomplished, I mean, it might be a disaster, a pandemic of sorts that sort of resets you to God. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Coach Darren Hernandez was born in Honolulu to Paul and Rosita Hernandez. He's the youngest of four children, sort of grew up like an only child. You know, when you have an older sibling, that much older, 12 years for him. He started playing football at the age of 8 when his family moved to Ewa Beach. He was head football coach at his alma mater, Campbell High School. Today, Kapolei High School. Welcome back to our show. Thank you for sharing this time with us. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety free as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and you can go ahead and download it. I'd say share it with a family member or a friend. I think it would be a great way of, a way of outreach, a way of sharing the love of God, especially those who love sports and, well, the game of football. There's nothing quite like it. I think Coach Darren would echo that. Coaching for nearly 3 decades, you mentioned a little bit about wanting to be a coach, teacher and coach. How did that take us further? How did that emerge?
Well, okay, so I always admired my high school coaches. I wanted to emulate them. And so my career path, while I was in college, I decided, look, I'm going to be a teacher. Not because I love teaching, but I do. I do love teaching. In fact, I teach economics, government, and geography at Kapolei High School. So I'm a full-time, full-load teacher as well as a head coach. But I became a teacher because I love to coach football. And that was my purpose. And that was my mission in life. I felt like that is what I wanted to do. Just the opportunity to be close to the game that I loved. An opportunity to mold youngsters into young men. That's the type of stuff that really got me excited. And again, I talked about all the blessings that came my way. At Campbell, after the 1999 season, you talk about prideful. It was during that season where things kind of fell, the bottom fell out. We won one game. We lost three quarterbacks to injuries. It was a disaster of a season. And every year before that, it was winning years with a lot of wins and a lot of accolades, a lot of people patting me on the back. And the athletic director, he and I had philosophical differences, and he let me go. I got fired. And that was a stark wake-up call for a prideful man who thought I was in charge. I was not in charge. God was in charge. And I even thought about giving up coaching. I told my wife, look, let's look at something else. Maybe I'm going to go into administration and become a vice principal or principal someday. And it was 3 days after I got let go, I went to a conference, a teacher conference, and I met the late Alvin Nagasako, an Iolani grad. And he came up to me, and he was a big football player and football fan. And he said, hey, coach, next season, you guys are going to get him, man. And I go, well, there's going to be no next season for me. I got let go. And he pulled me to the side, gave me his card, and he said, I was just named the new principal of Kapolei High School, and I'm looking for a football coach. This was 21 years ago. And 20 years ago, 2000, I was hired. And again, a great blessing. But did I thank God for that? Not really. I thought I was lucky. I thought it was chance. I thought, wow, things are just falling into place for me. I must be pretty cool.
You know, that's such an important message for our listeners. And it's very much the normal. And I'm even go out on a limb right now real quick and just say, with what we're experiencing in the entire world right now, my prayer is that people will stop and recognize God's in this and turn to Him.
Turn to Him? Coach, in what way did this bottom falling out moment eventually lead to now then Al Nagasako, Kapolei High School? What a fortuitous series of events. How did you begin to see the hand of God working in this?
Well, initially I didn't. As I said, initially I thought it was all me. And I would say the first decade of Kapolei football, I kind of reverted back to my, you know, prideful ways of just a stern disciplinarian where when the kids saw me coming down the hall, they'd run the other way. And it was fear and intimidation tactics. And that's how I learned to coach, to be the kids would be afraid of me. I would say about 5 years ago, we had a kid on our team, and he helped to change me and the culture. He walked around with a Bible everywhere, and we used to call him our Tim Tebow. And he asked me one day, Coach, can I lead a Bible study before the game? And boy, I knew that it was God opening up a big window, and I said, go for it, because it's student-led. We're a public school, but if it's student-led. And this player started to influence a whole bunch of other players. And I would say over the last 5 years now, there's been a lot of fruit. A lot of kids have come to know God through just a student-led movement within the team. We do a thing called spiritual feeding, where the kids will get together before the game starts. We'll go into our meeting room, and they'll lead Bible studies with the rest of the team. After the game, the kids will sing "How Great Is Our God" after the alma mater to their parents. That started 5 years ago, and it really has taken off. We, through Daniel Rich, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, who I heard on this radio show one day while I was driving, and I called him immediately, connected with him, and we began the FCA at Kapolei right now, which is starting to bear fruit. But, you know, I can tell you that even during the midst of all this, there was still opposition, obviously, out there. And I remember one of my kids who graduated 2 years ago, we had lost two games in a row by really close scores. And at the end of he was a senior. It was at the end of his final game. And he had tears streaming down his face. And he told me, "Coach, we're doing the right thing. We're studying the Bible. We're not partying. We're obeying God's word. And yet we're still not winning." And I looked at him and I told him, "No, we're winning." And I gave him a big hug and he just cried in my shoulder. And it has changed me. You know, instead of the kids now running away from me, the kids run into my classroom to talk to me. And it's about love. It's not about fear. And, you know, I think that fear is the opposite of love. You know, I'll give you an example. If your child was in a burning house, you may fear the fire, but your love for your child would override that fear and you would run into the house. And it's about coaching these young men with love and teaching them love, not fear.
Beautiful.
Coach, this love that you have, this is change, this transformation. Some spiritual transformation, as it were, that took place, how God used Zoe, how God used one of your players, this window 5 years ago. When we come back from our break, I'd like to go into now sort of a new season, I think, that's taking place there at Kapolei High School, Kapolei High School football. I mean, 2 years ago, you led your football team to victory in Downey, California. Well, coming up, there's something else that's happening in the ensuing months where something unprecedented, really. I'll just mention it as we go to break, because as Suzanne is looking at me, she has connections in this place. But I think there are also not only family connections, there's Tom Landry connections too. Mm-hmm. In this place, and as you're listening, if you know you know the Cowboys, you know Dallas, you know where I'm going with this. But I'm going to just leave it for Coach Hernandez to explain how this whole dream emerged, and history is on the verge of being made. It'll impact students who are experiencing love, athletes, student athletes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Coach Darren Hernandez married the former Brenda Tsunoda in 1987. Brenda went to Harvard University and Yale Medical School. She has a PhD from the University of Hawaii. She's a cancer research specialist. Well, they lived in Connecticut from 1988 to 1991 before they returned and Coach began his coaching career. But I wonder if this whole traveling to the New England has sort of opened up the windows of his vision. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, Coach Darren Hernandez, my co-host Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining with us. This is, open your heart for what the Lord is saying to you. So, Coach, 2 years ago, Downey, California, you win the game. This year, you're venturing further. First Oahu team to play a football game in?
Texas. Or as people from Texas say, they say, Texas.
How did this dream emerge?
Well, it's so funny that we're talking about the Tom Landry and the Dallas Cowboys because we're going to be going to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it started simply because I view football as more than just a game. Football and sports in general, football in particular for me, has really been a great educational tool. I've traveled around the country and around the world. In 2005, I was the defensive coordinator of Team Hawaii. We played Team Japan in the Tokyo Dome. I was coaching arena football with Coach Cal Lee, and we traveled all over the country, traveling, and it was an education. I saw these local boys that a lot of them were, public school kids who never really traveled anywhere. And we'd go to Illinois and we'd go to Texas and we'd go to Louisiana. And it was so eye-opening and educational for them to learn about different cultures other than their own. So we went to Downey 2 years ago, so our goal is to travel every 2 years. Initially, I was really, really optimistic and maybe overambitious. I wanted to go to Boston or Washington, D.C. to play a game because, everything in Hawaii, for Hawaii people, when they go to the mainland, it's California, Oregon, and Washington and Vegas. That's the mainland to them. And no one ventures past Utah usually. And so I wanted to use this as an educational tool for my players to experience other cultures. So I just spread out a lot of feelers, and I was fortunate enough to connect with a guy who has a school in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're going to go play a game. We're going to go watch a college football game. We're going to go to Six Flags over Texas, probably go to a museum tour, TCU, SMU, and go to a real Texas rodeo at the Stockyards in Fort Worth and eat real Texas barbecue. These are things that are huge, and it's, to me, it's an educational opportunity for our young people from Hawaii.
You know, Charlie Wiedemeyer used to always say, football is life lessons.
I agree.
And that's what you're giving them.
Coach, what challenges do young people face today? Let's say we could say in football, but you know you're on the high school campus. But what I'm thinking about is what the challenges faced today, even different from 10, 20 years ago.
I think the challenges today are different. I think some of the challenges have been exacerbated by the internet. For example, social media and pornography, which is so readily accessible for kids. You know, when we were kids, you know, we'd have to find someone's stash, some uncle who left the magazine around. Now it's hard not to look at pornography because it's, unless you have a device that has filters, I see so many kids on their cell phones and I'm just praying, Lord, I hope they're not looking at things that they shouldn't look at. You know, they say the eyes is the window to the soul, and that darkness that they're letting in is just, it's so bad. And social media is so bad in so many ways. And I try to teach them to use your phone for positive, you know, for godly purposes, you know, and I've seen it in the past where people have put out on, for example, their platforms, whether it be Twitter, usually Twitter, where they'll put a dancing girl without clothes, and then they'll lose a scholarship because college coaches peruse their social media. And then one of the life lessons is, look, you know, be smart. Don't overshare. But that's what social media is about. It's a look at me. It's a pride and envy. The factors that go into it is not healthy for a young generation at all.
Well, and if I could add one more thing today that I don't know if our listening audience is aware of as much, but the kids can buy drugs online now. And, I mean, that 20 years ago, that would be unheard of. So it's the social media, but even the drug situation has changed radically.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the internet makes everything really easy. But you can pretty much buy anything on Amazon or any platform that online.
How did you and Brenda meet?
Okay, Brenda is an amazing woman and the love of my life. And she was my first girlfriend. I met her. She was 17. I was 18. We met at a church camp called Search. Now, I had torn my knee. I had torn my ACL as a senior at Campbell and had to rehab a year. So I sat out a year and I didn't go to college right away. So she's a year younger. She was a senior in high school. She was dragged kicking and screaming by her friends to this camp. She didn't want to go. She was the valedictorian. She was studying organic chemistry and physics and really didn't want to waste time at some, what she thought was going to be a silly camp. For me, I was a graduate of Campbell. I was not the valedictorian. I call myself the celebratorian. My grades were terrible because I messed around and fooled around so much in school. But I was also dragged kicking and screaming. My friends told me, let's go to this thing. It's a positive thing. It's about church. And I didn't want to go. And we both ended up going. We ended up meeting that day, and we've been together since. So, you know, she's been an amazing inspiration to our family, not only educationally, but her spirit of love and generosity. She is a true woman of God who just sets the example for our entire family. And her faith, her love, her commitment to God, it's truly, she's truly been amazing in our lives.
We talk about I mentioned your children. You talked about Zach and Zoe. Tell us a little bit more. We talk about these these very elite schools that the Darren and Brenda Hernandez family are a part of. I think they've got about half the Ivy League's covered, Suzanne.
Yeah, well, share more, Coach. It's funny because when we're at a dinner table, I say, well, I'm the dumbest guy at the table, aren't I? But at any rate...
Maybe the smartest guy.
Yeah. It depends how you look at it, right? I outkicked my coverage when it came to marrying up. But... You know, it's funny because for our kids, you know, we never really pushed them into athletics. My son played soccer. He wanted to play soccer as a 5-year-old. Then he walked past a judo. There was a judo class, and he wanted to do judo. And so he ended up going to Leeward Judo. Kevin Asano was there, and I was a big mentor in his life. And my daughter also did judo. In fact, as a 12-year-old, she was like a junior national champ in judo. But then as they got older, they gravitated to other sports. My son did wrestling and football. That became his go-to sports. My daughter did wrestling, and she also did softball. And softball and judo was during the same season, so she had to give one up, and she ended up giving up judo and did softball. So my son is a 2012 graduate of Punahou, where he was a all-ILH, all-state linebacker. He played with DeForest Buckner. That's his good friend, and guys like Tim Kamana. And he was also a 2-time state champion in wrestling. Then he went to Columbia University, where he was a 3-year starter, team captain, went to the NCAAs. And so he did really well. My daughter played softball at Punahou. They won the state championship as her junior year. I think it was the first state championship in softball for Punahou. She also was a state champion wrestler. She went to Cornell University, where she played softball, center field. So my wife and I, we had great fun traveling to New York City and upstate New York every chance we got to go watch wrestling, to watch softball, to spend time with our kids. And it was just a blessing just to have, you know, that opportunity. Currently, my son lives in Seattle. He's doing well. He's a director at a firm there. And my daughter is a second-year law student at Pepperdine. And last year, boy, it was tough because she was in that Woolsey fire that happened around Pepperdine. So she was... You know, I always tell my wife, it's amazing. Her first year, she was in the fire. And now this second year, she's in the middle of this pandemic. Mm. I mean, it is just so by the grace of God that, you know, we just pray every day for them and for their safety. And
I think when you talk about fires, you mention a pandemic, these are things that you cannot prepare for. Things that are surprising, unexpected, but they are altering. Moments in life. When we come back from our break, in our final segment, Coach Hernandez, the fires of life, difficult moments. Someone today who's listening is facing an uphill battle. It could be a physical ailment. It could be a health issue. It could be a financial burden. It could be so overwhelming their back is breaking. Maybe they heard news recently about a loved one, someone is suffering. Maybe they themselves feel mentally unstable. Maybe someone is slipping into depression. Maybe in the darkness of depression right now, perhaps a word of hope. A word of hope when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you know, you get the highs and the lows. Or maybe I should say the highs and the lows in life. Where if you live life, hey, it's going to happen. These things are part of the journey that we go through. So if you're feeling, well, you might be really high right now. Great, enjoy it. It's a blessing from God. Receive it. But if you're down, you're not alone. Yeah. Someone today is experiencing just like you. There's a scripture in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians. No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But along with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape also, so that you may be able to endure it. You're not alone, my friend. Temptation, whether it's a feeling of distress, overwhelming anxiety, this is the Good Life Radio Show. Good life. Good life. Well, we're glad you're with us today. Coach Darren Hernandez, our guest, my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining with us. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. That's how you can find out more about this program. Get this show. Pass it on to a friend. Let it be an encouragement to you and others. Coach, how has the Lord helped you? You and Brenda through difficult times.
Well, I tell you, it's funny you say that because right at about 5 years ago is when my good friend June Jones became the offensive coordinator at Kapolei High School, and we had a wonderful young quarterback who's now at Alabama, Taulia Tagovailoa. And at the same time, we had this spiritual revival, student-led within the team. That is when I had to come to terms with my pride. Again, very prideful. Everything that went right, I assumed it was because, hey, I'm an amazing guy.
You demand.
I'm the man. Puff out my chest, get big head. You know, just a spirit of pride. And whenever that happens, God always has a way of grabbing you by the back of the collar and shaking you up a little bit. And I know, I still remember we were undefeated going into the semifinals of the OIA, and two of my players broke some team rules. And I was, you know, in the middle of this decision that was going to really impact our team, and I had to bench them for the entire game. And we ended up losing a game that we were favored to win big. And I still remember, you know, getting angry and at circumstances, not blaming myself, just blaming the circumstances. And again, not being grateful, not being thankful, not learning in the moment that, you know, this is a great time to teach these young men that there are rules, there are parameters that you have to follow. And if you break the rules, these are the consequences. And it took me a little while, but I think after a couple of weeks, I realized that, you know, God meant it for good, because it humbled me and it made me realize ultimately what's important, and that is trying to develop young men. And it wasn't about me, and it wasn't about success, and it wasn't about winning. And so, you know, I don't want to trivialize this into just winning or losing games, but, you know, God can also affect you in a way to test you, right? They say that without a test, there is no testimony. And for me, I have a very vivid imagination and a vivid mind, and always thinking. And for a while there, you know, I became distracted. I became unable to really focus on stuff, because I wasn't focusing on the right things. I wasn't spending time with God. I wasn't reading the Bible. I wasn't living what I said I wanted to, or how I wanted to live. I wasn't always a good example to others. And God is a God of correction. You know, He loves you so much. He will guide you, and sometimes He'll give you a nudge, and sometimes He'll give you a kick in the pants if you need it. And I needed that direction to turn from being prideful about wins and losses and the bottom line, to be more of a love coach that loved the kids. And so I always tell the kids, look, your job is to love each other. Our job as coaches is to love you. That's it. And one of the things that we talk about, every coach has some mottos that they like to throw out there. One of the things I always say is that reliability beats ability. It doesn't matter how good you are, but if you're not going to class, if you're messing up in school, if you are, you know, disobedient to your parents and running away from home, if you're missing practices, then we can't use you. If you're not reliable, if you're not accountable, then we can't use you on the team. And so we try to teach them about integrity, accountability, reliability through football.
Coach, as you share these words of wisdom, pearls of wisdom, who do you turn to? Who has the Lord placed in your life as others that can support and remind you? And then as you share that, let's just lead right into prayer. If you can lead in a prayer for someone today who's going through a really rough time.
Sure. After my daughter said, let's go to church, I didn't know where to turn. We weren't part of a church. And right down the road, we live in Pearl City in Aiea. We saw a brand new church being built the year before. And that was Calvary Chapel in Honolulu. So we joined the church. And during some times of doubt and just whenever I needed someone to speak to, Pastor Bill Stonebreaker, just a great man of God, he was there. He was a guy that has influenced me He said, look, read the Psalms and you will, it'll calm your soul. And the other guys, Pastor Guy Capiliella, who actually has a church at Kapolei High School every Sunday, he became sort of like our team, unofficial team chaplain, where he came and spoke to the boys just about life lessons. And he was a great mentor for me. And then the other person is my college teammate, Joe Onosai. You know, Joe is a great man of God. I've seen firsthand what God has done in his life and turned him 180 degrees from the person that he used to be. And I just would marvel at his faithfulness and at God's faithfulness to him and how he just continues to persevere. So he and I would have long spiritual talks together, and he was a great friend to lean on. So at this time, I'd love to lead us and our audience in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We're so grateful for all that you've given us, Lord. We're thankful in all circumstances for your love, your grace, your mercy, your protection. Lord, surround us with your peace as we surrender to you and trust in you, Lord. Let us lean not on our own understanding, but let us give our trust fully to you. Father, we just pray if anyone out there is struggling with any type of spiritual warfare, any hardship, whether it be anxiety, depression, anger, Lord, we know that this stronghold on them can only be delivered by Jesus. Only Jesus can stop your pain. So turn to him, trust in him, believe in him. He will set your path straight, Lord. And just pray that the words of your mouth, the meditations of your heart will be acceptable in his sight. Lord, we thank you. We love you. And we just praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you.
Coach Darren, Coach Hernandez, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your heart and your life. Heartfelt words indeed from Coach Darren. God's timing, dear friend, is perfect. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, we believe this is a perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to help us with our financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Coach Darren Hernandez. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and guest coordinator and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.